Hi everybody, Super Marcy here, joined by B. Jemine, the terrible Australian, and we are here for an audio review, but not just any audio review, because we are actually covering, as press, the Fantasia International Film Festival from Montreal, Quebec, which goes from August 20th to September 2nd, 2020. And this year, the festival has been held online due to the global pandemic situation. So we actually have a great opportunity to cover this festival for the very first time.
Indeed, and I'm really excited about it because for years I've been hearing so much about Fantasia and how it's probably one of the world's most premier genre film festivals. So it's very exciting that we were able to cover the film festival this year for supermarcy.com.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic that we can cover the festival for the Super Network. And yeah, again, like you, it's been a festival I've always wanted to check out with all the fantastic genre films they have. But yeah, you'll be hearing a lot from us with the next, I guess, week or so as we cover the films we've managed to watch. And for today's review, we are looking at a film called The Columnist from the Netherlands. This is a horror comedy, and I will not try and pronounce the proper name of the title in English. It's The Columnist, and we'll stick with that. So yeah, this is one of the first ones we were able to check out, and I'll read this synopsis courtesy of IMDb. Columnist and author Femke, I think that's how you say it, is flooded with anonymous nasty messages and death threats on social media. One day she has enough and decides to take revenge. The film was directed by Ivo van Aert, I think. I feel so bad.
If anyone's listening to this episode, we apologize for any mispronunciations on names, but
Australians just cannot pronounce things.
Exactly.
And the film stars Katja Herbers, I think, as Femke, and Bram van der Kellen, I think, as Steven Dude, and Claire Potter, which is a nice easy name, as Anna. So, we'll get right to it, shall we, Bede?
Indeed.
I guess we went into this fairly blind. We just read that quick synopsis, and we were like, I'm so on board. Being that we are people who have our opinions out there online, I think we can relate a little bit to anonymous nasty messages, cyberbullying, trolls, all that sort of stuff. So, naturally, a film like this is going to appeal to us. And so we were both definitely on board, and I didn't really know what to expect. I thought maybe it was going to be sort of like a more serious horror, but then it turned out it was a horror comedy, and it is more sort of that really dark like horror comedy, while still being serious and still having a very, very important message. And I think they actually weaved that through quite well. What were your initial thoughts?
Yeah, I was the same as you. I didn't know what to expect. The only thing I'd really heard about this film, quite a number of people who I follow on Twitter, particularly our good friend of the show, Rob Hunter, he said really positive things about the film. And I thought, okay, this might be interesting to check it out. And like I said, I didn't really, other than the sort of the initial premise, I didn't know what to expect. I honestly assumed it was going to be, play it very seriously. So I was very pleasantly surprised that it kind of took more of a dark comedic route to the story. And which I think really helps the film, because I think if they played this one very seriously, I think the message of the film probably would have come across as more heavy-handed and preachy. But I think having it done as a dark comedy, it actually makes, you know, the subject, like approaching the subject matter in a way that doesn't feel that heavy-handed, and actually, like, the film can easily go a bit more kind of crazy with with the topics that it explores. And I think it does a really good job at exploring these themes while at the same time still making it a character piece first, because I think that's important when you make a film that has a message at the center of it, because so that way it's not feeling preachy or anything like that.
Yeah, and there's different ways you could interpret the film, and we sort of, like when we talked about it before recording, that there's a little bit of that American Psycho type element, like, not to say it's the same, but whereas you've got this main character, and while what you're seeing feels like that's what's happening, you kind of also look at it as this could be like the psychological unraveling of someone who is just being hounded with like cyber bullies and all of that stuff. So there's different ways you could take it for sure. And it does play on the effects this has on her mental state as she slowly unravels, and that while she ends up thinking, oh, I'll just not use the internet or whatever, the effects it has on it, I think, shows that anxiety and that need to, like, someone tells you you're a bleep, bleep, bleep online, automatically you want to know who that is. You want to defend yourself. And I think it covers all these things really interestingly while looking at the psychological damage. And I think that's interesting seeing it from that perspective, but it also turns the tables that we see the people that are writing these things, and they're just, very unsuspecting. They don't really say these things out loud. And I think the very clear message, because the movie does speak a lot about freedom of speech, which is kind of in the storyline with Femke and her daughter Anna, where Anna's in high school and she's, fighting for freedom of speech and everything, and she's got the school principal on her back. And it definitely shows, like, freedom of speech is a good thing, but you don't have freedom of consequence. So you can say what you want, doesn't necessarily mean you're free of consequences from saying those things. And I think that's really important. And I think there's definitely a fine line between your freedom of speech, but also understanding there are consequences. And I think that's a really important message. And I think one of my favorite things in this film is that we do see all those different types of people who are trolling. And Femke's just like, why can't we have differing opinions and not hate each other and not argue? Why is that a thing? And that is such an important message, and it just feels even more relevant today with the pandemic and everybody trying to shout and have the loudest voice, and just arguing over everything. And again, it goes back into you have your freedom of speech, but not a freedom of consequence. And those consequences are important, because if you go out there and start spewing racist stuff or slanderous stuff, that does actually kind of have consequences.
Indeed, and I think that's what the film does a really good job at. And I also like the fact that at least, like, even though it definitely is siding with, trolling is horrible and we shouldn't do it, but I also like the fact that, like, it kind of shows, in a way, I see this kind of film as kind of a morality tale. Like, if you become sort of a troll online, like, you can spout out your vile garbage as much as you want, but you better be prepared to face the consequences. But also, it can also be a morality tale for people who, like us, because we, since you and I are both writers and film critics, and we get stuff like this from trolls all the time, is like, don't engage with it, because if you start coming obsessed with these trolls and becoming more and more engaged with them, it might start affecting you psychologically, and you don't know what it may happen to you. And I think that's also a good message as well. And I like that the film kind of shows both these sides while still being on the side of a being an anti-bullying and troll film.
Yeah, and it does have a, it's more under the radar, but there's kind of a bit more towards the beginning as we kind of learn what kind of a writer Femke is. And she had written a column about a character and that it's racist connotations. And we actually see that character pop up. Someone had dressed like it, and I think like maybe they were meant to have been doing it to her, I don't know. But it's quite confronting, especially for us, because you just look at it and you're like, that's extremely racist. That doesn't really look okay. Yet you've got all those people going, how dare she say this is bad, blah, blah, blah. And you're
And so,
just like,
because it's against the traditions and stuff
yeah,
like
but you're
that.
like, as time goes on, things do change. And, she's not like this horrible, horrible person. She's a genuinely likable person, and you feel for her getting all these threats. But what I also liked that it kind of weaves in a lot with her personal life, her relationship with her daughter. Her daughter is very kind of like-minded, and she's a single mum, and then she starts seeing a fellow author who, at the beginning of the film, they have this kind of face off on TV, and then they develop this really lovely, caring relationship. But you can see, like, what Femke's been going through with the bullying. It's affecting her relationship with her daughter, it's affecting her relationship with Stephen, and yeah, it's interesting. It takes you on this journey, and it has a message, and it's a message that, as you said, it's not some really crazy heavy-handed thing.
Yeah, and it's a very timely film because of that. Because, like you said, like we're dealing with stuff like this every single day. Not just us personally, but go on any comment section of any article or news article out there, or even any film review, and you're going to see horrible stuff. And I think this film does a great job at exploring that. And I would also say, even though it's also very funny, and it's also quite entertaining as well. Like I will admit, a part of me did. Like when Femke goes around and goes after the bullies and decides to kill them, a little bit of me felt like, you go, girl. But at the same time, as the film goes on and seeing how even though what she's doing, like I'm not condoning what she does in the film, but I think as you see her progression, her journey through the film and how it affects her, then you start to kind of question whether any of this is actually worth it. And I will admit, in term, and I agree the supporting cast are all great. I did love Bram van der Kalen. I probably butchered his name too, so forgive me. As Stephen, I thought he gave such a very lovely performance
He
as
was so
Stephen.
good. I was just in love with him in this film. Like, when we first see him, he's like this, sort of, what is he, like a horror writer?
Yeah, he's
He's
got
got the
all.
dark eye makeup, the painted nails and everything.
And he has like these old-timey clothes on as well, which make him. And. But then when you. But he, as he says in the film, like, this is just a character. This is not the real me. And I can also see it as a way how, like, when Femke visits all these trolls, like, you see all them. When you see them online, they're spewing this horrible stuff. But when she actually meets them in person, depending on their situation, they're complete op you would never suspect any of these people being horrible trolls.
And I think that's something that goes hand in hand with this film. Like you said, like, he's a lovely character, Steven. And yeah, we see him like in different lights. Like, there's the character that he presents himself, but then he's just this very loving and supportive person, very different from that character he portrays. And I think that's what we see with Femke as well, is that we see her in two different ways. The writer, her at home, and then this just late, this woman who's like completely lost it. And again, with the trolls and whatnot. So that's like a very interesting take as well. And yeah, the performances are fantastic, and I think Katja Herbers?
This is her
She's so good.
film. Oh yeah, she's fantastic, and this is definitely her film through and through. She's just amazing in it.
Yeah, she carries the film. Like, not saying that someone needs to carry the film, but she's just so good. And I just feel sad. Like, I can't remember having seen her in anything else. And I'm like, I kind of really need to now.
Yeah, same here. And like, I don't recall her being in anything else I've seen in the past, but I am now having, after seeing this film, I'm definitely going to keep a lookout for her in the future. Not even just looking in her past work, but also anything else that she's got coming up in the pipeline, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking over like her filmography, she's had guest spots on The Americans, and she's on the Westworld TV series, so not like
Okay.
she ain't working. So she's definitely one to keep an eye out, but she's just great in this film.
Indeed. I guess in terms of were there any aspects of the film I found flawed, I would say the ending, not to say that it's bad, but I just felt slightly underwhelmed and I kind of
Yeah.
wish there was it went on a little bit longer. I
Yeah.
mean, I won't spoil what happens, of course, but I kind of feel like if it went on for at least another 5, maybe 10 minutes longer, I feel like it probably would have been a bit better because it does feel slightly anticlimactic. But I
Yeah.
can, but at the same time, I can see what the director and writer were going for. But I feel like they could have done a bit more with it.
Yeah, I feel like if we just had an extra 5 minutes, because it just feels very unfinished. There's certain threads that don't get resolved, but maybe they should have been. But you know that it, this is the movie we have, and that's the ending we have. And visually, it's absolutely stunning.
Indeed, and I think it, like at first I thought, oh, it feels very TV movie-esque, but as it goes along, it does become much more visually vibrant, and there's some great shots and cinematography, like
Yeah.
throughout as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So my rating out of 5 for this, I've given it 3.5 stars. I think it's a very, very solid and entertaining film.
Indeed, and I gave it a little bit higher than you. I'm giving it 4 out of 5. I really enjoyed this film a lot. It's a film that both entertains and also has some very thought-provoking questions at the center of it. And it also is a very timely and relevant film that I think once it actually becomes, whether you see it here at the Fantasia Film Festival or even like where it plays at other film festivals or in cinemas, I'd say it's definitely worth checking out because I feel like at the end, this film has an important message it has to say, and I think it does a great job at exploring that.
Yeah, 100%. If you see this film around, it comes highly recommended from me.
And me too.
Yep. So, yeah, that is our audio review for The Columnist showing at Fantasia Festival and hopefully in many other places soon. So yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you, Bede. Thank you, me. As always, you can find us at the Super Network at supermarcy.com. And yeah, we'll be back soon with more reviews.
Indeed, keep a lookout for all those, everyone. We've got some good stuff lined up.